Greetings today in the name of Jesus. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us. There's a lot of snow and ice out there, but the day is beautiful because God has made it. This morning, I would like to first of all give you my phone number in case you want to call me, 717-656-9576. We do appreciate phone calls, whether they be questions, or whether they be testimonies, or maybe you just simply have need to share with someone. We love to hear from you. Okay, this morning I would like to give you a challenge, and that challenge is has to do with miracles. And so listen carefully this morning. Because, you know, in the Old Testament, we see many miracles. I was reading in this morning a little bit in Hebrews 11. I thought maybe I'd share on faith. And then I started reading there in Hebrews 11. I realized that there were many, many, many miracles in the Old Testament. That was before Jesus. That was before the Holy Spirit came. And so I thought about going through the Old Testament and listing all the miracles that God brought through people. You know, we could look at the Elijah. I'm sure I won't get near all of them, and I'm not even going to try. But one place there would be Elijah, where fire fell from heaven and consumed the sacrifice. Not only the sacrifice, but also consumed the water and the stones, the fire. That was a miracle. It was a great miracle from God. And we could look at Moses, who was able to go to Pharaoh, and he was able to call all those plagues into existence. The 10 plagues of Egypt. You know, God didn't just say, well, I'm going to send these plagues. And but Moses was the instrument by whom that God used to bring those plagues. Moses told Pharaoh, this will come to pass, and it did. And it was not just God. God did it. God did it, but God used Moses and for those all those miracles. And we see through the wanderings in the wilderness many miracles that God brought through Moses. And then we could also look into the book of, or after they crossed the Jordan, you know, as they were at war with the enemies in the land. You know, God brought many miracles. And God was on the children of Israel's side. God was on their side. Is God on your side today? Is God on your side today? You know, those children, those men of Israel, they were jealous. They were zealous for God's work. And many were faithful. And many were, as they were fighting, they went out with faith. And they knew that God was with them. How about you? How about me? Do I know? Do you know that God is with you? Do you know that God is actively working with you and for you through the kings and through as the kings went through the land there in the land of Canaan, and they drove out the enemies. As they were actively driving out the enemies, those kings and those prophets knew that God was with them. So, do you know that God is with you? many, many miraculous ways that God delivered the children of Israel. We can think of David. David there in the, as he was running away from Saul, and how God miraculously saved him. Miracle after miracle there in the Old Testament. Who was working these miracles? It was God. It was God who was working the miracles. And then in the New Testament, when Jesus came on the scene, there's like 400 years of silence before Jesus came, and there was no great revelation from God. There was you don't read of any miracles that, I don't think you'd read of any miracles that were happening during those times. And, I mean, if there were, yeah, I stand to be corrected, but it was a period of silence from God. And then God sent Jesus in a very dark time in the history of mankind. God sent Jesus, and Jesus, who was God's son, did many miracles. Why not? Because Jesus was the Son of God. He had all power. He said, all power is given unto me. And it was. I mean, God and Jesus are one. And so here was Jesus walking on the earth, and he was performing many miracles. And then Jesus left the scene, and he gave the commission to his disciples, go ye out into all the nations and preach the gospel. Go ye out into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples. You know, and at one place Jesus said, greater things than these you will do. And he was talking about the deliverance ministry that he was in, the miracles that he was doing. And he said, greater things than these will ye do. Now here we have a period of 4,000 years and entering into the, I believe, the 5,000 years of the earth's existence. And now we have the disciples doing miracles. And all the way from the beginning of time, there was miracles, miracles after miracles. Many miracles are recorded. And the disciples in the book of Acts, many miracles are recorded there. And we even come down through the ages, and we look at the martyrs, and we see many miracles. We see those martyrs going to the stake in full faith and assurance. We see them going to the stake singing. An ungodly man cannot do that. I forget who it was, but somebody said that if you chop my head off and it will laugh, and then roll into his hat. Not sure. I don't have the account. Maybe don't have it accurate, but something like that. And he knew that he was walking with God. He knew that he was ready to die. And so he could make that prediction, and a miracle happened. And his head was cut off, his head rolled into his hat. And I believe it was the same person that also talked about laughing. And after the head was cut off, it was he laughed. And so there's many, many miracles recorded down through history. Today we have people that say, well, miracles don't happen anymore. You know what? I don't like to do a continued Bible study because, well, sometimes I do, but I like to make each Bible study stand alone. But I will. I will do it this time. Do miracles happen? Do miracles happen? Do our miracles still for today? Does God expect his children, his disciples, to do miracles today? Okay, ponder on that. Ponder on that throughout the day. Tomorrow, I would like to bring an answer to that. Tomorrow, I'd like to bring an answer to, do miracles still happen today? Is it God's will that his children do miracles? Or is it God's will that we sit peaceably and quietly in the church and just go about our own way, maybe farming or carpentry or whatever it may be? Is it God's will that miracles happen today? Or is it God's will that we all just sit and quietly go our own way, do our own thing and make money and what is God's will for today anyway? So may God bless you, and I think I'll just stop right there. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, we just thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you, dear God, and you have called us to serve you in whatever capacity you choose. And so, Lord, this morning as we consider, today as we consider miracles, Lord, I pray that the meditation upon the hearts today could be that could be from you, and that maybe each person would even grab the Bible and look up the different miracles in the Bible and do a real study on this, Lord. Oh, God, I pray. I pray for the listeners this morning. I pray for the listeners today that they would be able to be challenged today. May your name be exalted and glorified through this lesson today. Father, we commit it into your hands in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. Okay, well, like I said, please feel free to give me a call. And God bless you and have a wonderful day. My phone number again is 717-656-9576.